you turn on the key, you turn on the gas. If you need to, you choke it, and it usually starts in a kick or two.
That's 33-year-old Jeff Clark starting his 2005 Stella.
I grew up listening to ska in the 90s, and, you know, there was this funny little thing, scooter culture, that was off of that. And, you know, finally by 2000, I found a scooter and spent all my money to buy it.
Jeff is joined by 48-year-old Joe Barthlow, a friend and fellow member of Eugene's Top Dead Center Scooter Club, which has been around since 1998. Joe had just started at the University of Oregon when...
I noticed a pack of about 15, 20 Vespa riders who had checkerboard mud flaps, and they were all wearing parkas, and I thought that would look pretty cool. And so I said, I gotta have one of those.
Scooter enthusiasts tend to appreciate older or odd brands.
You've got Heinkel from Germany, you've got the Go-Go, you've got Focas, the Triumph Tigris. Harley-Davidson even made a scooter called the Topper.
The most popular brands are older Vespas, Lambrettas, or Stellas. Jeff and Joe love attending rallies.
And there's people that have bikes that don't really look very good.
Eugene's Top Dead Center's annual May Day rally includes 30 to 40 scooterists from all over the Northwest and the world. Guido Wiesmann is from Germany. He lives on Vancouver Island now. Guido cuts an imposing figure. His black and yellow racing suit matches his 1964 LI-150. He's been riding for 26 years.
But I'm mainly here for racing. There's a race, scooter race, with some race scooters going on in McMinnville tomorrow. So I'm here for the practicing. So I took the chance and just kept on driving on the Fife and... team up with the guys here.
Wiesmann's bike is tuned specifically for racing and can go over 100 miles per hour. Jackie Fitzpatrick is from Seattle.
I've ridden from Seattle to Vancouver, and then I've ridden to Portland, and I've ridden to Bend, Oregon from Seattle. So that was a two-day trip.
Jackie had to tow her Vespa this time around due to fuel line issues. Jeff overhears this, sparking a standard activity in a scooter rally, fixing a bike.
It takes a village to raise a scooter. Strength in numbers. Can't pick off the weakest.
Within minutes, hose clamps are on the ground and Jackie is holding bolts while Jeff installs a new fuel line.
You have snug grommets here, Jackie.
Okay.
Wait, the seat had to come off too?
Well, because it's got...
You have to take the gas?
No.
Jeff reassembles Jackie's Vespa. A few scooterists offer advice or laugh about the last time they had to fix a fuel line.
I'm just going to start this up real quick, make sure that it wants to...
Yay!
First kick. Yes. Gotta love it.
Jeff gathers the riders together and announces they are going to ride some country roads in Lane County, meet for a late lunch, then meet up at a tavern for some live ska music. Ska is a combination of reggae, soul, and British R&B. Modern acts include the Toasters and the Specials. Joe explains the revival of scooter culture in the 1980s and 90s.
It was fueled by a lot of the two-tone ska and other second-wave ska bands, especially as it blew up in the United States. That was really fueled it down in the larger cities like Seattle and Los Angeles.
Joe describes scooter fashion.
It seems like there's always going to be someone wearing a button-down plaid shirt or a twin-tip collared Fred Perry or some black, white stripe Adidas Sambas.
Some riding jackets have patches from different rallies. Jeff's is covered with them.
I think my favorite one is the Scooter Die Nintendo cartridge patch. There are only so many people that actually have that one from going to it.
What's next for the scooter scene? Joe and Jeff both say newer, more reliable models may need less maintenance. And as prices of new scooters increase, many young people may not be able to afford them. Then again, according to Top Dead Center founding member English Dave, it hasn't changed since he started riding in 1959.
There's a culture. around scootering all around the world, and it's pretty well the same whichever country you go to and the people you meet.
For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.